Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering. This is a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. And we're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now, let's begin this Wednesday Gathering today. So hymn number 418. From the Christian Science Hymnal. Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Time and Age Yield to Eternity. I shall be reading from the Authorized, or King James, version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible. Job. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. Behold, God is mighty, and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them for ever, and they are exalted. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. Who hath enjoined him his way, or who can say, Thou hast wrought iniquity? Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. 2 Peter. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Genesis. And when Abram was 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 163 years. And the days of Isaac were 144 years, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Galatians. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, unto the churches of Galatia. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Ye observe days and months and times and years, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. 1 John. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Year, a solar measurement of time. Mortality. Time, mortal measurements, limits in which are summed up all human acts, thoughts, beliefs, opinions, knowledge. Matter, error, that which begins before and continues after what is termed death, until the mortal disappears and spiritual perfection appears. In the illusion of life that is here today and gone tomorrow, man would be wholly mortal, were it not that love, the divine principle that obtains in divine science, destroys all error and brings immortality to light. Because man is the reflection of his Maker, he is not subject to birth, growth, maturity, decay. These mortal dreams are of human origin, not divine. The belief of the eternity of matter contradicts the demonstration of life as spirit and leads to the conclusion that if man is material, he originated in matter and must return to dust, logic which would prove his annihilation. Speaking of the origin of mortals, a famous naturalist says, it is very possible that many general statements now current about birth and generation will be changed with the progress of information. According to recent lore, successive generations do not begin with the birth of new individuals or personalities, but with the formation of the nucleus or egg from which one or more individualities subsequently emerge. And we must therefore look upon the simple ovum as the germ, the starting point of the most complicated corporeal structures, including those we call human. The supposition that life germinates in eggs and must decay after it has grown to maturity, if not before, is shown by divine metaphysics to be a mistake, a blunder which will finally give place to higher theories and demonstrations. The continual contemplation of existence as material and corporeal, as beginning and ending, and with birth, decay, and dissolution as its component stages, hides the true and spiritual life. and causes our standard to trail in the dust. If life has any starting point whatsoever, then the great I Am is a myth. If life is God, as the scriptures imply, then life is not embryonic. It is infinite. If we live after death and are immortal, we must have lived before birth. For if life ever had any beginning, it must also have an ending, even according to the calculations of natural science. Timetables of birth and death are so many conspiracies against manhood and womanhood. Except for the error of measuring and limiting all that is good and beautiful, man would enjoy more than 80 years and still maintain his vigor, freshness, and promise. Man, governed by immortal mind, is always beautiful and grand. Each succeeding year unfolds wisdom, beauty, and holiness. Never record ages. Chronological data are no part of the vast forever. The measurement of life by solar years robs youth and gives ugliness to age. Life and its faculties are not measured by calendars. Life is eternal. We should find this out and begin the demonstration thereof. Life and goodness are immortal. Let us then shape our views of existence into loveliness, freshness, and continuity, rather than into age and blight. The error of thinking that we are growing old and the benefits of destroying that illusion are illustrated in a sketch from the history of an Englishwoman published in the London medical magazine called The Lancet. Disappointed in love in her early years, she became insane and lost all account of time, believing that she was still living in the same hour which parted her from her lover. Taking no note of years, she stood daily before the window watching for her lover's coming. In this mental state, she remained young. Having no consciousness of time, she literally grew no older. Some American travelers saw her when she was 74 and supposed her to be a young woman. She had no care-lined face, no wrinkles, no gray hair, but youth sat gently on cheek and brow. Asked to guess her age, those unacquainted with her history conjectured that she must be under 20. Years had not made her old, because she had taken no cognizance of passing time, nor thought of herself as growing old. She could not age while believing herself young, for the mental state governed the physical. Impossibilities never occur. One instance like the foregoing proves it possible to be young at 74. The primary of that illustration makes it plain that decrepitude is not according to law, nor is it a necessity of nature, but an illusion. I have seen age regain two of the elements it had lost, sight and teeth. A woman of 85 whom I knew had a return of sight. Another woman, 90, had new teeth, incisors, cuspids, bicuspids, and one molar. One man at 60 had retained his full set of upper and lower teeth without a decaying cavity. Beauty, as well as truth, is eternal. But the beauty of material things passes away, fading and fleeting as mortal belief. Immortality, exempt from age or decay, has a glory of its own, the radiance of soul. Immortal men and women are models of spiritual sense, drawn by perfect mind and reflecting those higher conceptions of loveliness which transcend all material sense. Life is divine principle, mind, soul, spirit. Life is without beginning and without end. Eternity, not time, expresses the thought of life. And time is no part of eternity. One ceases in proportion as the other is recognized. Time is finite. Eternity is forever infinite. the numerals of infinity, called 7 days, can never be reckoned according to the calendar of time. These days will appear as mortality disappears, and they will reveal eternity, newness of life, in which all sense of error forever disappears, and thought accepts the divine, infinite calculus. 1 day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. 2 Peter 3:8. 1 moment of divine consciousness, or the spiritual understanding of life and love, is a foretaste of eternity. This exalted view, obtained and retained when the science of being is understood, would bridge over with life discerned spiritually the interval of death, and man would be in the full consciousness of his immortality and eternal harmony, where sin, sickness, and death are unknown. Time is a mortal thought, the divisor of which is the solar year. Eternity is God's measurement of soul-filled years. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.